Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thirst by Scott Harrison is a memoir and mission story that traces how a successful nightlife promoter transformed his life and built a global nonprofit dedicated to clean drinking water. Known as the founder and CEO of charity Water, Harrison connects personal reinvention with a practical, modern approach to philanthropy. The book follows his early pursuit of status, money, and escapism, then the turning point that led him to humanitarian work and a redefined sense of purpose. Beyond a personal narrative, Thirst explores what it takes to earn public trust, fund projects ethically, and deliver measurable results in difficult environments. It highlights the tension between compassion and competence, showing how empathy must be paired with transparency, logistics, and long-term maintenance. Readers can expect a candid look at motivation, leadership under pressure, and the realities behind well-marketed giving. It is both a redemption story and a blueprint for values-driven impact at scale. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from self-focus to service, the personal turning point. A central topic of Thirst is the inner shift that moves a person from chasing admiration to pursuing meaning. Scott Harrison is widely known for describing a life that looked glamorous on the outside, built around nightlife culture, networking, and constant motion. The book frames that period as energizing, but ultimately hollow, setting up a conflict many readers recognize, the gap between external success and internal stability. Harrison then recounts a decisive change in direction, driven by a growing discomfort with the life he was living and a desire to do something that mattered beyond himself. This transformation is not presented as instant perfection, but as a process of confronting habits, identity, and the need for validation. The narrative emphasizes that redemption often involves replacing performance with responsibility and replacing image management with honest self-assessment. In that sense, Thirst functions as a personal development story grounded in lived experience rather than abstract advice. The topic matters because it invites readers to examine their own definitions of success, consider what they are optimizing for, and recognize that service can be a disciplined choice rather than a vague feeling. The result is a relatable arc of reinvention that anchors the later mission work. Secondly, building charity, water, a modern model of trust and transparency. Another key topic is how charity, water, was designed to solve a common barrier in giving, mistrust. Thirst explores the challenge of persuading donors that their money leads to real outcomes, especially when many people associate charities with overhead confusion or unclear impact. Harrison is known for championing a model that separates certain operational costs from public donations and uses reporting systems to show where funds go. The book highlights transparency as more than a marketing angle. It is positioned as an ethical commitment and an operational necessity. Readers see how storytelling, brand clarity, and disciplined finance work together to create credibility, particularly in a crowded nonprofit landscape. This topic also demonstrates that compassion alone does not build sustainable organizations. Governance, accountability, donor experience, and measurable results are treated as core design constraints, similar to how a startup would approach product trust. The emphasis on proof and reporting helps explain why charity, water gained attention, and scaled quickly, but it also reveals the pressure that comes with making bold promises publicly. For readers interested in nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, or ethical leadership, this topic shows how trust is built through systems and consistency, not just intentions. It is a case study in turning goodwill into a reliable institution people can believe in. Thirdly, the realities of the water crisis, complexity behind a simple need. Thirst treats clean water as both a basic human need and a complicated global challenge. While the problem is easy to state, getting safe water to communities requires navigating geography, infrastructure, politics, local capacity, and long-term maintenance. The book draws attention to how water projects can fail when they are treated as one-time gifts instead of living systems that require stewardship. It also frames water as a foundation for health, education, and economic stability, because time spent collecting water and exposure to unsafe sources affect entire communities. A major theme is the importance of listening and working with local partners rather than imposing solutions. This includes understanding which technologies fit a region, how to maintain equipment, and how communities can be empowered to keep systems running. The topic helps readers see that responsible aid is not about dramatic moments. It is about consistent execution, respect for context, and resilience when conditions change. Thirst also reinforces that awareness matters, because people who have reliable water often underestimate how profoundly scarcity shapes daily decisions. By illuminating the layered nature of the crisis, the book encourages a more informed compassion. It invites readers to move beyond pity and towards sustained attention, smarter giving, and support for solutions that prioritize durability and local ownership. Fourthly, Fundraising through story, ethics, emotion, and responsibility. A significant topic in Thirst is the role of storytelling in mobilizing action. Harrison is known for using media, events, and compelling narratives to connect donors to people they may never meet. The book examines why stories matter, numbers can inform, but stories move people to give, volunteer, and advocate. At the same time, it raises ethical questions that come with turning suffering into content. Thirst approaches fundraising as a craft that must balance urgency with dignity, ensuring that individuals and communities are not reduced to props for donor emotion. The topic also shows the operational side of fundraising, including building campaigns, sustaining momentum, and keeping supporters engaged after the initial surge of interest. Readers gain insight into how brand consistency and clear messaging can expand a mission without diluting it. This section is valuable for anyone who leads a cause, runs community initiatives, or communicates impact for a living. It highlights that persuasion carries responsibility. When you ask for trust, you owe clarity, accuracy, and follow through. The book suggests that ethical storytelling is not about avoiding emotion, but about pairing emotion with respect and verifiable outcomes. In practice, it means communicating human reality while being transparent about what donations accomplish and how challenges are handled. Lastly, leadership, under pressure, sacrifice, setbacks, and staying mission-driven, Thirst also focuses on the demands of leadership when a mission scales. Building an organization that operates internationally requires decision-making under uncertainty, handling criticism, and staying aligned when growth creates complexity. The book shows that the public sees the inspiring headline, but the internal experience often includes fatigue, conflict, and difficult trade-offs. Harrison describes the weight of responsibility that comes with stewarding donor money and promising life-changing outcomes. This topic explores how leaders manage their own motivations, remain accountable, and keep a team centered on purpose rather than ego. It also underscores that setbacks are not exceptions. They are part of the landscape in humanitarian work. Projects can face delays, partners can struggle, and external events can disrupt plans. The book frames resilience as a mix of humility, learning, and persistence, not simply optimism. Readers can extract practical leadership lessons about culture, integrity, and the discipline required to keep commitments when attention shifts elsewhere. The emphasis on mission-driven decision-making is especially relevant for entrepreneurs and nonprofit leaders who must balance vision with execution. By showing leadership as both inspiring and costly, Thirst encourages readers to think seriously about what they are willing to sacrifice for meaningful impact and how values can guide choices when the easy path is tempting. In conclusion, Thirst is best suited for readers who enjoy memoirs with a clear purpose, as well as anyone interested in social entrepreneurship, nonprofit leadership, or global development. It will resonate with people who are questioning the direction of their own lives, because it links personal change to tangible service rather than vague inspiration. The book can benefit a reader by expanding empathy while also sharpening discernment about effective giving. It illustrates that good intentions are not enough, and that real impact requires systems, accountability, and long-term thinking. That combination can change how readers donate, volunteer, or lead, and it can encourage them to pursue work that aligns with their values. Compared to similar books about charity or personal reinvention, Thirst stands out for blending a redemption narrative with an operational view of how a mission is built and scaled. It treats trust as a design problem, not a slogan, and highlights transparency as a practical commitment. Buying this book is worthwhile because it offers both motivation and a grounded understanding of how modern philanthropy can work when paired with disciplined execution. It is an accessible entry point into the water crisis and a thoughtful guide to turning compassion into credible action. If you would like to support Scott Harrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.